Is my speech legal? It's the news, according to me. Well, good morning. It is Thursday morning, October 3rd, and as unexpectedly as possible, I am in Traverse City, Michigan this morning, which is kind of a crazy deal. I have to go to Washington, D.C. later today. I'm not going to be there very long, but I have to go to Washington, D.C. And then tomorrow morning, the show is going to be from New Orleans. Let's just put it that way. Tomorrow morning, there will be a show from New Orleans, as far as I know. that's the plan at this point. It's going to be kind of a crazy schedule for me. But the best part of it is I do have some chai this morning. I'm not going to have chai tomorrow. I don't think, unless I can find a way. Maybe I can grab a chai at Starbucks along the way somewhere. And I hate, first of all, I don't really care to spend money at Starbucks. I also don't necessarily care for their chai too much. It kind of has this cardboard aftertaste. It's not a bad aftertaste. It just doesn't have the same kind of creamy richness as the chai that I'm accustomed to. Now, the chai I have this morning is my older style chai. I think it's my Pacific chai, I think is what it's called. It's not my Big Train chai, which I really like. However, I've got this Pacific creamy chai, vanilla chai, whatever it is. The only problem with it is the creamer this morning. All I could find, I went to a restaurant for breakfast, and after my workout, I like to go to a place to get a lot of food. Well, they gave me plenty of food, way too much food. I actually had to get a box. I had pancakes and it's a huge omelet was about 4 inches thick with meat and stuff in it, which is ridiculous. Just ridiculous. So of course, I had hash browns on the side and all that kind of stuff. And so I had these two huge pancakes. A good breakfast, really. It was very good, very well done. But they had creamer there on the table, and I should just grab myself a couple of better creamers. But I have half and half, is what I have. So I put two of them in there. That way, I think I got one whole. Take two half and halves and get, unless it's half of a half, then that's a fourth. I should have probably put four in there. But I don't know. We'll see how this works out. It at least tastes like chai. It's somewhat creamy, so I think that'll work. Now, as my backup, I have a thermos with me that I actually put some of my homemade sweet tea with peaches. So I have this peachy tasting. Oh, that's good stuff. Peachy tasting sweet tea. That's good. I'm going to savor that. I'm not going to be drinking too much. That's got to stretch out for a couple days, so I'm going to be going light on that one. I will be going through D.C. today, like I said, and there is a Chick-fil-A there. So I know exactly where the Chick-fil-A's are. Everywhere in the country, pretty much everywhere I go, and I can go there immediately. So I'm probably going to go get a sweet tea from the Chick-fil-A. In fact, I might even have lunch there. I don't know. See how that works out. I might grab lunch there on the way through the terminal. So I might have that going on. Now tomorrow morning I get into New Orleans tonight, and I don't know. I'll be there till I get back into Chicago tomorrow afternoon. Supposedly tomorrow late afternoon evening. We'll see how this works out. But in the meantime, I want to talk about speech. There's this thing that's happening on YouTube, and I've been noticing it. Speaking of YouTube, I've been thinking about doing this. I think I might actually start another channel to do this type of show, which is going to take a lot more effort on my part, just because doing two shows, boy, I don't know. I think I'm just going to make it like a 15-minute review type show. I want to do a critique on conservative YouTube channels. So what I want to talk about, what I want to do is kind of break down all the YouTube channels out there that I'm aware of that are maybe conservative or lean conservative, just the ones that I listen to or that I discover upon occasion, and start doing little critiques of what, you know, my opinion of them is, and what they have and what they're available and what's out there. I tend to, you know, occasionally I'll mention some of the YouTube creators that I've referencing their material, that kind of thing. I do that occasionally. Most of my news sources come from alternative media, and I know that they're struggling right now with censorship among the YouTube algorithms. A lot of them have been testing some things. Like this one guy, he stopped mentioning, you know, Trump's name. He just doesn't say his name at all. And his videos go viral. His videos go beyond his subscribers to the tune of, you know, 20 times. If he mentions the name Trump, and depending on what he says about him, of course, his listenership only stays among his subscribers, and sometimes they aren't even notified of it. Of course, now sometimes they have this little trick that they like to play. When you're working with media that is contemporary, in other words, it's very in the now, it's very news cycle predictive. In other words, I can't play a show that I did a year ago about what was going on politically at the time. It probably wouldn't really have much relevance. It's kind of like, much like Rush Limbaugh, a lot of the commentators, the folks that have talk radio shows, that kind of thing, they're dealing with current events. And so when you go back, now occasionally it's nice to pull out the archives of what someone said about something at a particular time, what was going on at that time. It's not a show that you want to tune into and find out about current events and see just to kind of get caught up with what's going on in the world. And to share opinions and thoughts and perspectives. Because it's past. It's in the past. And it's not relevant to the current now situation that we're in. So it's what they do. So most people who have these commentator style, much like my show, it's in the now, the right now kind of show. It's the what's been happening in the last 72 hours kind of a show, an event. When people have those kinds of shows, what ends up happening is within the first 48 hours, typically 24 hours, they get most of their listeners. They get most of their clicks. Most of the people who are going to listen to that show listen within the first 72 hours. Typically 48, and the over 50% of them are in the first 24. After that, it drops off immensely. Now, what some of them have started, they finally started to kind of work around some of these issues. But what you know, Google is fully aware of, you know, YouTube is fully aware of this kind of stuff. So what they end up doing is they end up having someone will put out content, and immediately YouTube will place their video on review, and they won't monetize it for the first. It's been demonetized while it's pending review for 72 hours. After 72 hours, they release it again for review or for monetization, which is just it. So they're robbing them. They might get 500,000 hits in the first 48 hours. And none of that's being monetized. None of it's being recognized as monetization. So they're stealing from them. They're robbing. They know exactly what they're doing with that. Of course, they come back and say, "Oh, upon further review, we've determined that your video is fine." There you go. Monetize away. Now, what some of them have started to do is they've started to use this deal where they repost things, or they'll break up the video and put shorts out. They'll put out all kinds of other things, just like little clips here and there. They'll break. They might have a 2-hour-long show or an hour-long show or whatever it is, and they'll break up, you know, 10 minute clips of different parts of their show, and they'll spread that out over the week, and they'll continue to show it. That way, it does start to hit more things, and they can break up. Now, one of the other things that they're doing is they're sending it to editors. Most of these guys don't do their own editing. Most of these guys send it off to they'll do their show raw, send it off to their editor. It comes back for pending review, and then they post it. So that's the what they end up doing is saying, hey, I want anything that has the word, the specific words have to be edited out or bleeped out, whatever it's going to be, or how are we going to do that? So anything within the video that has these words, please edit those out or censor those words. unfortunately, because those things tend to trigger YouTube into doing pending review, because they see on the, you know, on their review, because they, everything you're saying goes into text recognition, and so they, it goes into speech recognition to text, and so they end up putting these things into this this algorithm, and then of course somebody has to listen to it, or they don't have to listen to it, they just have to wait 48 hours and then put it out. They don't really care. They know exactly what's going on with it. Now, if someone uses the word murder, for instance, or racism, or racist, they will tend to do things with that, even that word. They'll just use the word, the R word now, or the M word. There's another one called the R word. And it's, they won't say the word rape. They won't say the word pedophile. These are all words that they will not use. Even election interference, sometimes they won't even use those words, or they'll blank those words out because they're afraid they're going to get censored from those words. Now, you stop and think about this. This is kind of a conditioning, if you will, of our society into thinking that using a word like rape is, you know, you shouldn't use that word. Oh, that's a bad word. Oh, that's a violent word. Yeah, it should be. It should be considered a violent word. It should be a disgusting word because it's disgusting. It's a disgusting thing. It should be associated with disgust. It should be shocking to say the word because it is a shocking event. Pedophilia is not a pretty thing. It's not a good thing. It's not minor attracted individuals, whatever they are. No, it's pedophilia or it's different. There's different classifications. Pedophilia is actually a certain age group, which is actually even, it's not like, there's different determinations of that word. It's just, yeah. There's a comedian that actually does a good, really good definition thing of that whole thing and how that all works. So what I'm concerned about is that they're conditioning us to self-censor ourselves, to not use certain words. And that's just about as bad as, you know, they're training us to do so. They're training our society to. This is just like the N-word. In context, if I'm not calling someone the name, and even if I am, it's still free speech. And of course, you get called a racist for using the word. But just like me saying the N-word instead, because I can't use that word. I can't even in context. I think Joe Rogan actually, a while back, it was 4 or 5 years ago, maybe 6 years ago, use the word in context where he was just talking about the word itself, and he said the word. But for some reason, saying the word got him in big trouble. Just saying it. He didn't call anybody the name. He didn't say he said the word was disgusting, all this other stuff. But for some reason, if the word is so bad, then why is so many rappers use it in their own music? This is the kind of hypocrisy I think that people get really frustrated with. So that's my show for the day. I really don't have a whole lot more to say other than this whole thing about free speech and how the left wants to censor more, saying you don't have the right to free speech. You can't yell fire in a crowded theater. Yes, you can yell fire in a crowded theater. And if it's not a lie, if there is a fire in a crowded theater, then you better be yelling fire because you don't want to get everybody out. These are the kind of things that they do all the time that, my opinion, is not an argument at all. You don't have the right to disinformation, or especially when it comes to our democracy. Oh, yes, you do. Yes, you absolutely do. You have the right to lie. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. did a very good speech on this recently, and it's worth listening to because he does talk about, yeah, you absolutely have the right to lie. You have the right to do all those things. But you're held liable for those things if you do something that damages someone else. So there we are. Folks, I want to thank you for listening, for being with us this morning. God bless. Have a great day.